Hello, Tatro Radio listeners. This is Joseph from Team Tatro back with another episode for you guys. Today we have another call-in show clip for you guys. And today's episode features a caller who asks about maybe not feeling like he belongs as a music producer or a content creator. Nick gives his thoughts on how he feels towards the idea that someone does or does not belong as a creator. But before we get into the actual topic, I just want to remind everybody that Tatro's new sample pack Haze is out now. If you become a member at the VIP tier or higher, you can get it for free. The link will be in the description down below to where you can buy it if you are not a member. But if you become a member at any tier, then you can get your music reviewed by Tatro during his track review streams on his YouTube channel, which happen on the 2nd and 4th Saturdays of every month. So check out all the perks of becoming a member. But without further ado, let's get into the question.
As you're listening to the content that you're trying to create, how do you battle against the law of like diminishing returns? Like when you're constantly re-listening to that loop or that section that that you really care for, at the same time while you're trying to like decide, do you even belong here, like in this industry or in what you're trying to get out there?
I don't accept the notion that anybody can dictate whether or not I belong somewhere other than myself. That's it. Do I belong here? Do I belong on YouTube? Do I have the same amount of like views and subscribers as some of my peers in the space? Maybe not. Do I have as many Spotify plays as some of my peers in the space? Probably not. Do I think that that dictates whether or not I belong here? No. I think I belong here because I belong here and this is what I do and nobody can really tell me otherwise. The only person that could shut the door to this world would be myself. I'm the only person that could shut the door on myself. Nobody else can shut the door on me. Who's going to stop me from doing it? Who's going to stop me from making the YouTube video? Who's going to stop me from making the song, from distributing my tracks? Nobody. And all I can do is look at my stuff and say two things. Is this helping somebody? Am I having fun doing it? Am I feeling creatively fulfilled doing this? And is it helping somebody? Those two things, as long as those two things are covered, I don't care if it has 1 million plays or 100 plays. And I'll tell you, literally, my goal, and on, this is a constant mindset thing for me. My goal on YouTube is, it's an achievable one. It's if 1,000 people can watch one of my videos, if I impact 1,000 people, so let's say 1,000 people watch and let's say 1,000 people are impacted, then I'm happy. Do I have to constantly reaffirm that for myself? Yes. Do I have to constantly remind myself not to compare myself to others in the space and view counts and subscriber counts and analytics? Yes. But I have to define what happiness is for myself and I have to stand true to the fact that I belong here. And I'm the only one who can make that decision. So if 1,000 people are impacted by my videos, as long as 1,000 people watch it, if it surpasses 1,000 views, I am happy. And that I know that that's achievable. And I feel like that's enough to satisfy those two things, creative ambition and having an impact on the world. And I've decided that. For other people, it might be different. You need to find another achievable goal. Like what is the highest possible impact you can have for this moment? Whether that's 10 people listening to your music or 50 people watching your video, if that's the highest impact you can have in that moment, that should be your marker for success. Will that grow over time? Maybe. Most likely, if you're being consistent, if you are putting positivity out there, if you are putting work out there and really putting yourself into it, it will inevitably grow. But who can close the door on myself besides me?
Right. Yeah, no, I get that.
Like who's, like, I don't think my song, my tracks, like, I love chill, lo-fi chill hop. Obviously, I make a lot of videos and music with it. Do I think it always falls into that, like, chill hop, lo-fi, like, specific bucket? No, I think it drips out of that bucket and goes into like a couple other buckets because that's me. But like, who's going to say I don't belong here? Like, just because I sound a little bit different, just because I you know, what my approach is different. Who cares? This is my version of what I want to be doing. And we are lucky enough to live in a time where if you have a phone, you can not only make music on that phone, you can make a video, you can talk to an artist, you can build a community, all from a phone and with an internet connection. And I just feel like I feel lucky to have living in this moment. And maybe in 100 years, there will be some technology or some growth that will make it a more positive time for musicians, for producers. But right now seems like a pretty good time to be a creative. So I'm just going to look at it that way. Like, I think right now we're living in one of the best times ever to be a creative person. And I don't want to squander that. I want to take full advantage of that. And nobody can tell me I don't belong here. And I've consumed enough content creators that I know that there's content for literally everybody. That's in entertainment. That's in education, across everything. There's content for everybody. I have watched videos of people racing tiny Hot Wheels cars that have hundreds of thousands of views. I watch K-pop videos, that compilation videos that have like millions of views. I watch people making music on YouTube that have millions of views. There is literally an audience for everybody. And if you're putting yourself out there, it's likely that people will be able to relate to you. There's people like you out there. You just have to find them.
I love that. Thank you, man.
So like next time you're feeling that, you got to just remember that's you shutting the door on yourself. And you don't need to do that. Like, you belong here. What you do is valid no matter what. Belong where? Belong in the world? Belong in the scene? Belong in the whatever? You get to decide.
Well, thank you for those words of encouragement.
You got it, my friend. I hope you call in on a future show.
Thanks.
So that is going to be it for today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I thought it was a pretty motivational topic to talk about. But before I go, I just want to remind everyone again, check out the Haze sample pack, check out the perks of becoming a member, go on Spotify, stream Tatro's music, and also check out FaceX, Tatro's newer project, which includes vocals, more of a hyper-pop vibe. But go check all that out. That's going to be it for today. This was Joseph from Team Tatro. I will see you guys in the live streams.